Samuel Bach is a Polish-Jewish painter and writer who survived the Holocaust.
I grew up with a family that saw in me a painter. I accepted the verdict, and I painted simply because I love doing it.
When Bach was 6 years old, World War II began, and the city of Vilnius was transferred from Poland to Lithuania. In 1941, the Germans occupied Vilnius. Bach and his family was forced to move into the ghetto. At the age of 9, he held his first exhibition inside the ghetto. Even in challenging times, he always painted. He lived his childhood in his own world, as he describes it.
When I was a child, between 7 and 11, I did not see the world with eyes of a grown-up. My parents were near me until my father was killed. But I had a feeling that they will protect me whatever happens and so on. So I looked at the world and I looked at people's behavior and what people were telling and so on. And I understood that we were going through a very dramatic time.
Bach and his mother were the only members of his extended family to survive. In 1948, they immigrated to Israel, and Bach studied art in Jerusalem. He also lived in Rome, Paris, and Switzerland. In 1993, he and his wife Josie moved to Boston, where they settled permanently. In 2001, he returned to Vilnius for the first time since his youth, and he visited his hometown several times since then. Bach has created more than 9,000 pieces of art, and always with the intention of making them public.
I'm really incredibly lucky with all the misfortune that happened to me at an early age. But with time, I was able to do my work. I was able to exhibit my work and give meaning to my survival.
The Samuel Bach Museum Learning Center is opening over at Aksarben Village, and Bach is donating 512 pieces of art. Hilary Nater-Dittish, executive director of the museum, has no doubt that it will be a place for conversation starters.
In 2019, Dr. Mark Selenczak, one of the faculty on staff here at UNO and who heads the Freed Academy for Holocaust and Genocide Studies, partnered with Samuel Bach. He had been using Sam's art in a lot of his teachings.
When Bach had an exhibition of 70 works of art at the Weber Fine Arts Gallery at UNO, it attracted about 5,000 visitors within 3 months. After that, the idea of having a permanent museum arose, and he only had one condition, to also have a learning center. The Samuel Bach Museum Learning Center will have 5,400 square feet of space, and the first exhibition will have only 53 pieces.
So people will walk in, and there are kind of 5 pods, for a lack of better terms, or gallery spaces throughout the museum that people can explore. And we'll have an audio tour for people who are interested in that. There'll be in-person tours certain days of the week that you can find on our website, bach.unoomaha.edu, and that will allow people to explore and have that conversation either together or individually, you know, in different ways. But the works really span Sam's life.
Bach lives in the Boston area. He is 89 years old and he's actively painting. He will be in Omaha for the opening ceremony this Saturday at 5 p.m. To RSVP for the event or for more information, you can visit bak.unomaha.edu. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.